Welcome to Zero Hanger TV. I'm your host, Phoenix Trinidad, and as always, I am joined by Zero Hanger Chief AFL Editor, Mitch Keating. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's good.
So always we're... Good. Thank you. Nice polo.
Thank you. That's all right.
Yeah, go on the gym later.
We'll work with costume next week. That's all right.
So we are just around the corner from opening round for 2024.
Mm, yeah, very
exciting. So today we're going to be breaking down our ladder predictions for 2024 and then some pre-season predictions, which is always very interesting. I like making a big call. There's a couple of pretty interesting ones, even with the ladder predictions.
Always big calls from you.
Yeah, love a big call. All right, so ladder predictor, how did we go about this? So we actually took the fixture into account this time.
Yeah, good guys over at squiggle.com helped us with this because, yeah, it's not really easy to put your ladder together when you want to take every game into account. Like, what mine probably spat out was certainly a lot different to what I might have had in mind, if that makes sense. And that probably just goes to show, you know, what... when you are factoring in every single game and every single result and fixtures for every club, that, yeah, it probably is going to look a bit different to what you can probably do with an eye test. And we'll probably talk about those differences that I probably would have had if I just quickly did a 1-18 compared to what we kind of were left with at the end. Both top eight, you know, the clubs that have just missed out, and even some of the clubs in that bottom four or five had some, yeah, surprising results. So, yeah, fair bit to take away from, I guess, yeah, doing it a bit more extensively, and yeah, it doesn't exactly put out what you might have done if you were just doing it quickly.
Yeah. All right. So we'll look at yours first, just because, there might be more questions than mine later. So Brisbane to finish on top.
Yeah. Well, that was actually like beforehand. I've got the Lions winning the flag, and we'll talk on full predictions later. But yeah, they finish on top and only ahead of Carlton by percentage and 0.5% at that. So very close between those two and 20 wins each as well in a 23-game season. I'm pretty sure they would have gone maybe undefeated at home again this year. No easy feat to do, but they did very, very well at the Gab obviously last year. So, and then Carlton, my runners up as well. So as far as, you know, kind of how things panned out, for what I can see, then yeah, it's actually turned out accurate enough for what I was assuming might be the outcome. So yeah, Brisbane and Carlton first and second, and then Melbourne and GWS third and fourth. So that would see Carlton host Melbourne in the first week of the finals, in a nice little rematch from last year. And then Brisbane hosting GWS and then kind of that interstate clash. That'd be pretty enticing top four. But obviously the big miss is Collingwood at five.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're only a win out from Melbourne in third. And there's a lot of games that'll go, you know, either way for those probably three clubs in third, fourth and fifth. There is a 2-win gap between Melbourne in third and Carlton in second, but it's still very tight between those three. Pies even have a better percentage than the Giants in this model. So, obviously, you know, you're the Premiers, you're going to have the tougher draw, and there's going to be a lot of teams that are looking at how you played last year. And obviously while they'll adapt themselves, there'll be a lot of sides kind of looking to get the better of the best side. So yeah, that was probably a surprise. Like, I think my top four, I probably would have had Collingwood ahead of GWS in a quick 1-18, but I guess this is kind of the effect that the fixture will have, especially when you have a tough fixture. And then rounding out the top eight, Sydney in sixth for a home elimination final, and then Port Adelaide and Adelaide in seventh and eighth. Mm-hmm. So the Crows being the only side that didn't make finals last year to come in, and St Kilda being the side that misses out, and they finish ninth.
Yep.
So that's my top eight, or top half if you have, yeah, the Saints. But I think probably the biggest surprise as well was the gap between eighth and ninth. So Adelaide 14 wins and St Kilda in ninth at 10 wins. The 16-point gap really suggests that there's a big separation between the top eight and the bottom 10.
Yeah.
And given that as a result, it makes the bottom 10 really, really tight. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of clubs with winning records. So, yeah, very top heavy when you look at the top eight compared to the bottom 10 in the ladder predictor.
Right. Well, going into the season, before I did the full predictions, taking the fixture into account, in my head, it was going to be the closest season probably ever.
I assume so too.
Yeah, that's what came out with mine. So looking at my top eight, I had GWS finishing on top. I'm big on the Giants this year. I think they got, well, within a kick of a grand final last year. They got a nice list pretty much all across the board, and I think they're primed. Adam Kingsley is looking swole, which I think is going to come into account somehow. And then, yeah, top four, Brisbane in second, Collingwood in three. I think they're just, you know, they're just going to have another dominant season. And then Melbourne rounding out the top four. Port Adelaide coming fifth. And then Adelaide, I think, going to, they, as I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, they've got a nice fixture coming into this season. And then Carlton seventh. I'd had them, I think they'll do well this year, but a lot of people are tipping them for the flag and for a grand final at minimum. I don't think they're going to get there.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. So you have Adelaide in sixth with 14 wins, and the Crows finished eighth in mine with 14 wins. So we're looking at probably, you know, the same results for them. It's just kind of how everyone else goes around them.
Yeah. And then the big call is Gold Coast. I think they're prime for their first finals appearance. So. But then again, only a game separating them from Western Bulldogs, and then that lower tier, Fremantle, Sydney, St Kilda. So, mine looks a little bit tighter from that, you know, 6th to 13th spot. But that's how I think it is.
Yeah, well, that's probably how I envision it as well. Like when I'm, if I'm doing a quick ladder, that's probably very similar to what I would have had. Maybe swap Gold Coast for Sydney in the eight.
Yep.
And that's pretty it. And they're very tight between, you know, 6th and 12th.
Yeah.
So from a results standpoint, I think that's probably what we're in store for.
Right.
We're very tight in between. And then you've got three teams winning 20 games, which will be some feat as well. obviously that means, you know, teams at the bottom aren't winning all that many games.
No.
And we'll have a quick look through.
There will be a lot of upsets. Like, you know, I didn't really tip too many upsets.
It's kind of hard. Like, if you're looking at West Coast, yes, the perfect example. We've both got them winning one game. I think mine was their home game against North, like they did last year. I had North winning five, though. You had North winning one, which is probably the big difference. And, yeah, you're right. It can be hard to tip an upset. I think, obviously, North winning five, you're tipping – you know, that's at least probably 2 to 3 upsets for the season. Like, you can argue they'd maybe chalk up a win against West Coast, maybe a win against Hawthorn, and they have to kind of spoil someone else somewhere. So, it can be very difficult when you're just looking at, oh, well, who's the better team and where's the game? And that can pretty much make your decision. But, law of averages suggests that the West Coast Eagles won't be winning just one game.
Well, I did also have them drawing with North Melbourne. Because I just couldn't decide on who's gonna win out of those two. But looking at the bottom half of your ladder, so St Kilda to miss out, Geelong to miss out, Western Bulldogs to miss out. There is that, and I think we both had Richmond around. You had them a little bit higher than me, but for me, they're that team that can finish, you know, anywhere from 6th to 16th, basically. And there's a few of those teams.
Yeah,
coming into this year.
Yeah, for sure. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and I think Geelong won't be up there. They might not be too far off, but I certainly probably didn't think they were going to be 10th like they are on my prediction. Richmond certainly could be pushing in the eight. St Kilda definitely could be in the eight. Dogs the same. Essendon I thought would be higher, but 15th with 7 wins. And they're one of 3 teams with 7 wins. They just got the lowest percentage of all 3 clubs. So, yeah, that bottom 10 being St Kilda and then Geelong, the Dogs and the Suns, then Richmond, Hawthorn ahead of Essendon, Fremantle in 16th isn't good reading for Justin Longmuir. North Melbourne only a win less than the Dockers in 17th, and then West Coast 1 win.
Yeah.
So that you know, if this is kind of how it does pan out, can't see Justin Longmuir lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see Adam Simpson probably. You know, 1 win. They just want. I know it's not all results based, but that'll come pretty heavily on him. And then the other one as well, Luke Beveridge. The Dogs finish 11th, like another season without finals. He is contracted for next year, but yeah, you'd think that there certainly comes a fair bit of outburst if that's where they finish.
Throughout the season, I had Western Bulldogs were in my top eight throughout the season, and then I have them just dropping out. But yeah, it's going to be a very interesting season for the Doggies because their list is, you know, incredible, but they just can't seem to put it together. So so that is ladder predictions for 2024. Some interesting stuff. I can't wait to see how this pans out.
Can't wait to read all the feedback. It's going to be good.
Beautiful. Drop a comment if you on whose ladder you think is more accurate, I guess.
Well, I actually think yours might be. Like I said, you maybe swap one team in the top eight and I actually kind of like yours more, I think.
Yeah. I'd love to see Gold Coast make finals. So he's hoping. So we're going to move over to the 2024 preseason predictions. So this is an article that we have up on zerohanger.com. Get there for all your AFL news. So we sat down and we've got, you know, everyone across Zero Hanger has put in their predictions, but we'll go over ours. So as we said, premiers.
Yeah, I said Brisbane before.
Yep.
Minor premiership.
Yep.
A couple games at the Gabba and then they'll finally lock in that
that
fourth flag.
Yeah. I had GWS as my minor premiers on the ladder, but I think I can't go past the Ds. They just...
No issues whatsoever.
Yeah. No issues whatsoever. I think we're going to be playing the heel a little bit more this year and then, you know, sometimes the heel wins.
No, I had Melbourne with 19 wins, top four finish and...
It's anyone's game once you're in top four. But, we've both got us in top four. So, that's my tip. So, runner-up?
Carlton. It's the same as finishing second.
Yep.
Home finals at the MCG if they win first week and then stay in Melbourne all of September. Pretty helpful. A matchup against Brisbane would be really, really good to see. Mm-hmm. But, I reckon they'll fall short in the end.
Yep. And I've got GWS, the minor premiers, as the runner-up. We've gone over our top eights in the ladder predictions. So, Wooden Spoon, we've both gone with West Coast. Most people are going to be going with West Coast.
Yeah, it was unanimous, I think, across the team as well. Like, North should be a bracket above, and it's really hard to see anyone else kind of falling below that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it was an easy choice in the end for most.
Beautiful. Brownlow.
It's got to be the Bond.
Like, I feel like he's everyone's tip.
Well, to be fair, like Nick Dacos last year probably would have won it if he didn't get injured. And, even when he did, Bond couldn't get it. But classy, durable. And even though I didn't have the Dogs, you know, in the eight, I don't think he needs to bank on wins to win the award.
Yeah.
So, I've got him winning it.
I've got Tom Green from GWS. I think I like Bond as a tip. I don't know if they're going to win enough games potentially, so to get those. But again, you know, Bontempelli can get three votes in a losing game. I think Tom Green's going to have his prime for a very good season in that midfield.
21 wins you've got GWS at. So, you know, if he's polling, you know, 2 to 3 votes in half of those, he's going to be doing pretty well.
Coleman,
this was a weird one. Like I wanted to say Larky, as well as he did last year with 71 goals in a 3-win season.
Yeah,
while they could win a couple more Larky games.
Yeah,
you do have Larky. Yeah, I just think Kerno will be it again, 3 in a row. It's an interesting part of me. It's an interesting race. Like Kerno, the obvious Larky right there. Walker's such a mystery if he can keep it up. There'll be a few coming through. King Brothers, Mitch Lewis, you know, does Jeremy Cameron get back to his best for a full season? But, it's hard to go past Kerno.
Yeah. I did mostly just pick Larky to be a little bit different because everyone's going to go with Kerno or, Cameron. But
I think across the team, Larky was easily the most picked. I think only three had Kerno, one had Ugelhagen, who's a bit of a smoky, and then the rest were Larky. So
I didn't look at anybody else's. I only care about mine. All right, so rising star.
George Wardlaw.
Okay.
I think if he stays fit, he'll win it. Just has a pretty senior role in midfield for North Melbourne already. Really nice preseason. If not him, it could be probably McKercher, his teammate, or Riley Sanders. Don't see Harley Reid winning it.
Yeah. I've obviously gone with the bias pick and gone Caleb Windsor.
Not a bad pick.
Yeah, he's looking great in those preseasons. Going to debut opening round and hopefully holds down that wing spot with Hunter out for a few weeks. So I'm putting a lot of pressure on Caleb Winsler for my emotional stability this year. AA Smokey.
Matt Rail. I think it's a Smokey. Yep. You know, hasn't won it before. Don't think he's been in the squad before. Said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, he's going to be right up there, I think, as their best midfielder, potentially going past Anderson and Miller this season. You know, he's probably been afforded, you know, time to be a bit of a deputy to both of those guys over the last 2 years after coming back from injury. And I think he just explodes this year.
Yep.
And just puts himself in the top echelon, much like a Tom Greenwood as well this year if he didn't last year. So, yeah, Matt Rowell, probably my AA Smokey.
Yep. Mine is Jesse Hogan. I think, again, I've gone with pretty much just Melbourne and GWS players for everything, but
someone's got to kick their goals. if it's not Toby Green, and if they've got a key forward that's on Song, it's probably going to be him, given how well his form was the back end of last year.
Yeah, as long as he can stay fit, which has been his main issue in previous years. In hindsight, I probably should have put him as my Coleman pick as well to be different. But
not that he definitely will, but 60 goals can get you, you know, a spot at AA. You just have to be the second or third best forward, really.
Yep. Yep. And major headline that we'll see this year in 2024.
I think we'll get a coaching succession plan. I think a lot of people will tip sackings and we'll definitely get at least one. But I think a succession plan will come in. You could probably rubber stamp Port Adelaide and Hinkley, with Josh Carr and Ken Hinkley, but I think Sydney's probably one you could keep an eye on. You know, I think like Longmire re-signed until I think it's the end of next year, but they could have something kind of planned for beyond that, whether it's a Dean Cox or someone that they've got.
Have they nominated? Is Dean Cox probably the front runner for
probably
that?
Probably would be. It also could be a move that kind of, you know, if West Coast need a new coach at some point, he'd be one that they might consider. And, you know, the Swans might move to have Cox kind of locked up for 2026 onwards, if they rate him that highly.
Yep. All right. And my headline for this year has been is going to be Melbourne culture problems deemed a non-issue after an internal investigation, which I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
That might happen.
Look, we're going to finish top four. And wins fix everything in the club. So
the investigation would just be like, oh, we're winning. That's fine. We're good.
That's pretty much how it rolls in AFL football, isn't it?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps it up for Zero Hanger TV this week. It's our ladder predictions and our preseason predictions. Jump in the comments. Let us know what you think. I think there might be some people that disagree with some of my stuff. Yours is fine, I think.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and catch all the latest AFL news at zerohanger.com, the number one independent AFL news source. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Phoenix.
And we'll see you later.